Yankees are in Kansas City to start a series with the Royals, and Gary Sanchez is starting to heat up. In the third inning, Sanchez steps up with two men aboard and Jason Hamill on the mound.
Swung on and hit in the air to center field. Kane going back. He's on the track. He's at the wall. She's gone. A three-run home run for Gary Sanchez to dead center over the 410 foot sign. The Sanchino. Gary is scary, and the Yankees take a 3-0 lead. Carter singled to left his first time, and the pitch is swung on. A high fly to center. Kane going back on the track near the wall, jumping. She's gone. Boy, I never thought that was going out. He is some strong. Carter hit it harder. He hit a two-run home run to left center, and the Yankees take a 5-0 lead. Here is Ellsbury with two on and two out. Yankees have now pounded out 11 hits. 2-1, hit hard, base hit. Right field pass, Hosmer. Scoring is Castro. Judge goes to third. That's a base hit and an RBI for Ellsbury. And the Yankees take a 6-0 lead. Whit Merrifield is up. He's a right-hand hitter. And I'm very surprised. You know, the problem with carrying 13 pitches, you have no one on your bench. Now I'm going to explain that as Clippert is ready to pitch to Merrifield. Bases loaded, two out in the seventh. The pitch is struck him out swinging high fastball. He swung at ball three. It was not only high, it was high and away. So no runs, two hits, three left. At the end of seven innings of play, 6-0 Yanks.
Tyler Clippert strikes out Whit Merrifield to end the frame. The Yankees go on to win 7-1. CC Sabathia ends up going 6 2/3 scoreless to get the victory. He beats Kansas City for the 20th time in his career, and the Royals' four-game win streak comes to an end. The Yankees have now won two of their last three, and Joe Girardi's club is 10 games over 500 at 23-13.
Joe, what stood out to you the most about the way CC was throwing the ball?
Just his effectiveness, keeping his pitch count down, and getting through some pretty quick innings, using some of their aggressiveness. Using his cutter, extremely effective, and his changeup.
You had talked about your confidence in him. What do you think it meant to him to have that type of outing after the last couple?
I think it was important for him. He was pretty frustrated with the way things had been going and not being able to pitch like he was early in the season. So I think it was pretty important.
And Chris Carter to finally get going offensively.
Yeah. I mean, good. Good to see him get going. I said about this offense, it can come from a lot of different places. And he had a big night, and so did Gary Sanchez. And great to see. Oh, a lot, George. I can't tell you how many. Yeah. Yeah, well, I think it's important. I think he had a frustrating weekend. And he'd been swinging the bat pretty good before that. He swung the bat good in Chicago, swung the bat good in Cincinnati. But for him to, he's an impactful hitter. And he can change the complexion of the game pretty quickly, and he did tonight.
What do you think of some of the defensive plays that Headley made early?
Great. I'm glad he saw that first ball because that would have hurt. But there were outstanding defensive plays on both sides of the field tonight. I mean, a lot of really good plays tonight. So Headley had a couple of them. So it was good defense on both sides. Guardy had a big play, I thought. I don't know if it was the third or fourth inning, but maybe even later, the fifth big play.
Sometimes when guys give up runs, you'll come in and say there are dribblers here, dribblers there. When a guy sometimes has some line drives and they get caught, is there a skill to that? CC sometimes when he's effective seems like there's some hard hit balls.
Well, you're going to give up some hard hit balls. I mean, there's some major league hitters. I didn't think he really gave up a lot tonight. First one, yeah, that was hit pretty hard. But besides that, they weren't hit extremely hard. I mean, if they're hit extremely hard, they usually go all the ballpark with major league hitters today. So I thought he did a pretty good job of staying off the barrel, just getting off the barrel.
Chris Carter has himself a nice game, batting ninth in the starting lineup. He goes 3-for-4 with a home run and two runs scored.
Chris, three hits tonight, including a two-run shot in the fourth. What clicked for you at the plate?
I think I was just trying to stay more middle today and just try to get a pitch I could drive up in zone and just not be too big on it.
You had been trying to work things out in the batter's box. Was there anything in particular that you were working on coming into tonight?
Make sure I'm ready on time and, you know, just not missing the fastball when I get it.
Joe has expressed his confidence in you, saying he knew you would get hot eventually. What did it mean to you that he continually expressed that confidence?
I was happy, you know, he's not giving up on me and, you know, work through this and, you know, I'll come around and, you know, keep producing for us.
Is there any part of you that has a little bit of a sigh of relief when you have a night like tonight?
Yeah, definitely. But, you know, I can't stop there. I got to keep pushing, keep working every day and keep moving forward with this.
And what do you think about the job CC Sabathia did tonight?
He did a great job getting us off the field quick today, threw a lot of strikes, kind of a lot of quick outs, and that's all you can ask for a starter right there.
And CC Sabathia continues his mastery of the Kansas City Royals. Here's what the big left-hander had to say after the victory.
CC, you had talked a lot to us about the cutter last time and how it hadn't been there for the past couple of starts. How much better did that pitch feel for you tonight?
It was a lot better. You know, just even getting them, you know, not even swings, but just getting them to move their feet, you know, and help me with my backdoor slider and my changeup.
When you have that pitch, how much more confident are you on the mound?
I feel good. You know, but obviously today these guys play some great defense behind me. Sanchi called a great game, so you know, I got lucky in a way where these guys picked me up big time today.
How personally satisfying is it for you? I know you had said that you weren't happy with your last couple of outings, to be able to have an outing like this.
No, it feels good. I mean, you always want to, this team is playing well. You want to be a part of it and not the reason, you know, we're losing the game once a week. So, you know, it feels good to get us a good win against a good team on the road. So hopefully we can keep it going.
How much does it help when you've got an aggressive team on the other side and you can use their aggression against them?
Yeah, well, we figured that out, you know, in the second inning. They were going to be coming out hacking, and, you know, we just tried to make some pitches, you know, on the edges to get some quick outs. Worked out.
Did you get a better feel for the cutter as the game went along, or did you have it right away?
I got a better feel as it kept going. You know, the first time around, I didn't throw it that much, and then it helped me out, you know, the second time through the lineup.
You looked like you and Gary were on the same page mm-hmm. right there. How good was that, Tyler?
It was great. He's been great, you know, all year. I mean, he... You know, I don't have to shake at all, and you know, that's very comforting.
As a competitor, CeCe, what are you thinking? You know, you give an infield hit, Joe comes out. What are you thinking?
I mean, you know, I understand, but you know, I never want to come out of a game during the inning, so you know, I just wanted to try to finish off my inning, but it worked out. Clip came in, did a great job, so it's a good win.
It seemed like after that inning, he came over to you in the dugout and said some things to you. What did he say to you during that point in time?
We got a 20 days in a row. So, you know, if you can get the rest, get the rest.
CeCe, you've won a lot of games in this stadium. Is this a comfortable place for you?
I love pitching here. It's my favorite part. It's, you know, I love the fountains. I just love this park. So, yeah, I feel very comfortable here.
But you haven't faced these guys in a mm-hmm. couple of years, and I don't know, the Hosmer, Moustakas, Canes, you know, you're not, you know, you haven't gone against them a whole lot. Mm-hmm. So what was the challenge, particular challenge for this team?
It's a good lineup. You know, you just got to try to keep the guys off the bases up top to, you know, concentrate on the guys in the middle of the lineup. But, you know, they were really aggressive tonight, and I was just trying to use that against them.
The Yankees will look to make it two in a row at Kauffman Stadium on Wednesday when Michael Pineda makes the start.